Hey, nerd. Surprised to see me? Oh, man, you should see your face right now. You look so, so confused. Well, I guess I'd be confused, too, if, the girl who's been bullying me for the last 10 years was suddenly in my bedroom for some reason. Your roommate let me in. Yeah, your roommate. Yeah, your roommate and I had a nice little chat. Mm-hmm. I mean, I told you I was gonna be checking up on you, didn't I? That's right, I did. I said I was gonna be dropping by sometime to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. And if you're not, there's gonna be consequences. Yeah. Your roommate made it sound like you were doing okay. But, he said you'd been staying up really late lately. What's up with that? A lot of work to do. Yeah? You're not staying up just, like, playing video games or watching anime or something? Don't lie to me. I will know if you're lying. Trouble sleeping, huh? Yeah, well, we've all been there. Why do you still look so confused? I told you I was gonna drop by to make sure that you don't, you know, faint again or whatever the hell happened. Yeah, that was pretty serious, so yeah, I guess you could say I'm a little concerned. What? Just because I bully you and I call you names and I make fun of you in front of everyone else, that means that I don't care about you? Well, I don't want you to be, you know, sick or something. I don't wish you any ill will. What do you think I am? Some kind of psycho? I'm just a bully. I'm actually not even really a bully, I'd say. I mean, you're the only person that I do this to. I'm just someone who likes to bully you. Why? It's a really good question. You know, I've asked myself that a few times over the years. Why do I like messing with you so much? I don't know. You're just so easy to make fun of. You're a dork. You're a nerd. You're just easy to make fun of, okay? I'm sorry. No, I'm really sorry. It's like I said the other night. I'm sorry I bully you. Hey, no, that's truth. Scout's honor. I am sorry that I bully you so much. I'm really working on trying to stop it. You can tell that, right? Well, yeah, I mean, I came all the way over here just to see how you're doing. I mean, that's a step, right? You don't think I really care? You think I'm just here to call you nerd and make fun of you having problems sleeping lately? No. I want to make sure you're okay. Yeah, I know I have a funny way of showing it. But I just want to make sure you're okay. But you know if you tell anyone about this that I'm going to just keep bullying you forever, right? Okay, good. Seriously, if any of my friends find out that I'm here, like, checking up on you, like, that's not okay. Okay. So, why don't you come here, sit down next to me on the bed, comfy bed, by the way, why don't you tell me how you're doing, how you're really doing, and I don't want to hear any, you know, nonsense like, oh, I'm fine. Like, I want to hear real details, okay? I want to know how you're doing. Because if I find out that you've passed out again or are having some kind of mental breakdown or something, I'm going to be really upset. Yes, I am. Why is that so hard for you to believe? Okay, fair. Most people who care about someone don't call them nerd, and they don't make fun of them. Call them dork and loser idiot and I don't know, whatever other really tasteless bad names I've called you in the past. I know that, okay? But just go with it, all right? I don't really know why I'm here either, okay? I just want to know that you're okay. You really scared me the other night when I went upstairs and found you, like, pretty much unconscious. That really freaked me out. I don't know, it just scared me that something bad could have happened to you and that, I don't know, the last conversation we had, I was just calling you a nerd for being smart. The last conversation we had, I was putting you down for your shoes. Just making fun of your hair, and it didn't sit well with me. I don't like that. Okay, so for the millionth time, how are you doing? Okay. That's a start. I don't know. Tell me, like, have you been eating well? Have you been, you know, eating nutritionally dense foods and exercising for 30 minutes a day and trying to get good sleep? Yeah, I know. All of those things are, like, super hard to do. It's super hard to do them, like, every single day. But you are trying, right? Did you eat breakfast? Okay, sorry. I don't want to sound like your mom, I guess, but... Huh? What did you say? Did you say yes, mommy? Hold up. Hold on. Did you just call me mommy? Oh my god, it all just comes crashing back. I remember now why I bully you. Mommy? Look at that blush. Look how embarrassed you are. Wait. You want to call me mommy. And this is all from the other night when I was taking care of you. I was babying you is what I was doing. Holding you in my arms, whispering to you, comforting you. That's why you want to call me mommy. That's what makes you feel good? Hey, look at me. You want to call me mommy? All right, nerd. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna lay in this bed. You're gonna lay in my arms with your head on my chest. And I'm gonna play with your hair. And you are gonna answer all of my questions. You're gonna tell me everything I wanna know. You're gonna be honest, okay? That's what you want, isn't it? You want me to be your mommy. That's what you want, isn't it? Don't try to deny it. It's very obvious. So come here. Come lay in mommy's arms. There you go. Don't be ashamed. Don't be shy. There you go. Are you comfy? Good. Now, just like the other night, just let me hold you, okay? This is what you want, isn't it? Have you been thinking about this all week? Yeah? You've been thinking about laying in my arms, and me holding you and comforting you. Yeah. Don't be shy. You can say it. You can call me mommy. I think it's safe to say that neither of us will be telling anyone about this, right? You promise? Do you promise, mommy, you're not going to tell anyone? Good. Well, let me just stroke your hair. And let me just hold you close. And there you go. Shh. It's okay. I'm here now. I know. You had a long, hard week. It's okay. Shh. Mommy's here now. I'm sorry you've been having a hard time sleeping. I bet I can make you go to sleep tonight. Mm-hmm. I bet you'll fall asleep in my arms. While I'm stroking your hair and whispering to you. You like that? Yeah, you like when mommy plays with your hair? I bet you do. Shh. Hmm. I like this too, you know. Holding you. Comforting you. That's why you came over. I was kind of hoping we could do this again. Yeah. It feels good to me, too. Just holding you close. My arms wrapped around you tight. I'm whispering in your ear, running my fingers through your hair nice and soft. I really like the way that feels. And I'm sorry that I have to bully you in front of everyone. I have a reputation to uphold. But here, in your room, I can just do this. I can just lie together. I can just hold you. Hey, nerd. Just want you to know. I like this, and I want to keep doing it. If it helps you, well, that's a plus. So mommy just wants to make sure you're okay. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. Okay. Let me just keep. There you go. Just relax. Got you, and you're safe.